Accession number 9875, reel 22.
Mr. Ashurst, reel 22. I was asking you whether you had any opportunity of staying in the army, or whether you considered taking such an opportunity.
No, I didn't. I never considered it. I never really thought about it, seeing that the war was over and everybody seemed to be dismissing the army from their minds then, didn't they? You see what I mean? Nobody thought about going in for a career in the army when the war had just finished.
So you were at Ripon until when? You were at Ripon until January, and then where were you sent? Did you stay? Were you discharged from Ripon?
Yes, I was discharged from Ripon. I came home from Ripon. I was discharged from Ripon, but my record came from Preston, of course.
You never went back to your unit then at all? To your...
No. Never nothing no more to do with my unit, no.
So you got your discharge from Ripon?
Yes, and I got my gratuity from Preston. That's the record. That was the records office.
And that was in January 1919?
Yes.
And what were your plans? You'd come out of the army after...
Oh, I had no plans. Because I had a job to go back to, you know. I knew that.
How did you arrange that?
Why? I came out discharged. And I had a week of a holiday at home, you know, a week at least. I thought, I'm having a day or two before I go back to work. So I had about a week, and then I went down to the locomotive shed and saw the boss. And of course, he said, oh, of course, yes, your job's here, as I always said it would be. And good luck to you, and you can start. But he said, if I was you, I would go home, and I would have a month's holiday. The boss said, and then you can start work here. I said, very good, sir. I'll do that. Yes, he said. Don't start work later. You go home and have a month's holiday, and then you'll feel like coming back. So I did, and that's what I did.
Did you go back on the same job as you'd left?
Yeah.
The same wages?
Same place, as if I'd always stopped there. My promotion had gone up as well as my wages, or anything else. It was just as if I'd been stopped there, where I started off. Yes. Oh yes, he said so, well, before I went away, you know. But that's what I did. I started as engine driver. Well, of course I weren't an engine driver, I don't think then, was I? Not quite.
But you were working through the grades towards...
Yes, I was a fireman or something.
And that's what you stayed in, the profession you stayed in?
Yes.
How had the war affected you as a person, physically or mentally?
Well, I don't think it's affected me much. It's not made my character any different, I don't think. But I'm always aware that I've been there, you know what I mean. I'm always aware that I was in that war. And some of the things I went through, I always remember that. They're always at the back of my mind. But it's never altered me. It's never made me bitter. As a matter of fact, I think it was a daft excursion, really, since. It was absolutely silly, that war, I think.
You don't think it was worthwhile, then?
Oh, it was absolutely ridiculous, I think. I think it was absolutely ridiculous. because I never knew what I was fighting for. I didn't even know about that. What was he? Has he got assassinated? Prince or something?
Prince Ferdinand.
Yeah. I don't think I knew about him being assassinated. No, I didn't. And when I think about the Battle of the Somme, oh, I think it's a huge joke. Apart from the sadness of it, I think it was a huge joke. I do. I don't care who the generals were or what they were. I don't think there was any sense in that attack the way it was done.